We are in Psalm 53 this morning, and how appropriate after what Pastor Kevin just shared about the morality that's happening, what's happening in this country, and we want to stand on the word. Psalm 53 addresses that. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. Have we seen that in our country in the last couple months? Amen. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand or seek God. And from the message, it reads this way, kind of interesting. Bilious and bloated, they gas. God is gone. It's poison gas. They foul themselves. They poison rivers and skies. Thistles are their cash crop. God sticks his head out of heaven. He looks around. He's looking for someone not stupid. One man, even. God expectant, just one God ready woman. Are you God ready? Yeah. I want to be God ready. Amen. And from the Passion, it reads this way. Only the withering soul would say to himself, there is no God for me. Anyone who thinks like that is corrupt and calloused, depraved and detestable. They are devoid of what is good. They are calling what's good bad and what's bad good. Amen. The Lord looks down in love, bending over heaven's balcony. God looks over all of Adam's sons and daughters, looking to see if there are any who are wise with insight and any who search for him, wanting to please him. Are you searching for him? Yes. Amen. Do you want to please him? Yes. Amen. Remember, the whole thing, and I say this Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, the whole thing is about relationship. Jesus made a way for us to have full-faced relationship with the Father God. Amen. And that's where we're supposed to be dwelling. And if we even give an inkling that we want that, God's arms are open wide. He wants that fellowship with us. What does it mean to seek him? Well, the Hebrew word, as it's translated, means to tread or frequent. You hear that? Not once in a while, but to frequent, to follow, to in pursuit or search, to seek or ask. To worship, to care for, diligently inquire. I care for my God. I care for him, and I know he cares more than ever about me. He cares about you. That's pleasing him. When we give in to that drawing as he's drawing us, that pleases him. Can you see a smile on his face? Amen. Amen. He talks about our relationship with him in a daughter-son-father relationship. That's close. We come to a point in our life when we call him Abba. Abba, Father. Abba, you're my Abba, and I want to be with you, and I know that you want me to be with you. Amen. Let's stand and let's say verse 2 together, and then we'll go into praise. The Lord looks down in love, bending over heaven's balcony. God looks over all of Adam's sons and daughters, looking to see if there are any who are wise with insight, any who search for him, wanting to please him. Let's search for him in worship, and let's give him pleasing thoughts during our worship. Amen.